So, Romeo and Juliet, obviously a classic tragedy, one of Shakespeare's best plays, in my opinion. And I think that I would also say it's more of a tragedy than a love story. Obviously, Romeo and Juliet come from rival feuding families, and although their love seems like it could point to a future that could unify these families, love does not conquer all and it tears them apart. Their families are not able to overcome their hatred for each other. And so that to me feels like a pretty clear-cut case of tragedy. Jack and Rose, I think they start out as way more of a love story. They're from super different backgrounds. Ultimately, what they're able to do as they fall in love is bridge the gap between those worlds and see things in each other that nobody else can see in them. However, things do turn tragic when the Titanic starts to sink. I would say this one's 50-50. Also, they totally could have both fit on that door. Carl and Ellie from Up, oh my goodness, I love this couple. We get to see Ellie really in the first 8 minutes of Up, which is an iconic montage of this couple's life together. Even in just those 8 minutes, you see that like these two people have been in love since they were kids, and they got to live such a long and beautiful life together. They were together from day one, and so to me, even though ultimately Up is a movie about grief and letting go, I also think that it shows the beauty that these two people had together. It's a classic love story, no question. Daughter of Smoke and Bone is one of my favorite books of all time, and Karu and Akiva are, oh my goodness, just this couple that defies all odds. They are literally an angel and a demon, or if you want to be more precise to the world building of the book, a chimera and a seraphim. Seems like there is absolutely no good reason that the two of them should ever be together or fall in love, but they do despite all odds. They have to fight long and hard for anything remotely resembling a happy ending. I think that this is a love story. This is a great love story. Orpheus and Eurydice are a classic mythological couple. I am going to talk about the Hadestown version today because it's my personal favorite. In Hadestown, Orpheus is ultimately an idealist who sees the way that the world could be in spite of the way that it is, and Eurydice is a character who has never had much reason to see the good in anything, but finds faith and hope in Orpheus's vision. Even though going into this show, you know how it's going to end from the beginning, but you still hope things might turn out differently, is classic tragedy. Fate So Cold is about two characters, Dominic and Ellery, who are both chosen ones, both think that they're fated to work together to save their world, but ultimately they are totally wrong, and what destiny actually wants from them is for one of them to kill the other in order to protect it. Their romance is tender, it's got tons of humor and heart, and so this feels like, oh, it would be a love story. However, their love does not conquer all, and ultimately they are pawns of greater forces that require them to put each other aside and to accept their duty for the greater fate of the world. I would say I can't pick a side. A Fate So Cold is a love story and a tragedy.